This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07. This is the evening edition with Lynn. We're kicking things off with Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you the latest updates from Dewan Rakyat. So first of all, we're looking at a written statement from Home Minister Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin on the use of body cameras by police officers. So this is in response to a question by Cebu MP Oscar Ling on the government's plans with this proposal, which was actually made under the previous Pakatan Harapan administration. So the minister said the government does intend to proceed with this in order to improve transparency and improve also the rakyat's perception towards the police. He said that procurement for body cameras will begin in 2021. And as always, we do want to hear from you. So do you have thoughts? I mean, how do you feel about police officers wearing body cameras? Will this actually help to ensure transparency and a boost in the rakyat's perception towards the police and their work? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Next up, though, more updates on the COVID-19 vaccine. Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng posed a question on the details around Malaysia's participation in COVAX, the global initiative by the WHO that sets out to ensure equitable access to vaccines. Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin told the Dewan Rakyat that the government will pay 94 million ringgit upfront to purchase the vaccines from COVAX under the optional purchase agreement, and this will help ensure vaccine access for 10% of the Malaysian population. Here's the minister.
Setelah dibuat proses semakan, Jemaah Menteri telah memutuskan pada 13 November supaya Malaysia melalui Kementerian Kesihatan memuktamadkan penyertaan dalam COVAX facility dengan menandatangani perjanjian Optional Purchase Agreement. Buat masa ini, Kementerian Kesihatan dan pihak Gavi sedang memuktamadkan tarikh bagi menandatangani perjanjian tersebut. Keputusan untuk Malaysia menyertai fasiliti ini akan melibatkan kos yang merangkumi bayaran pendahuluan upfront payment dan risk sharing guarantee berjumlah $22.6 juta atau secara anggarannya RM94 juta.
That was Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin, and he mentioned there that Malaysia has also joined Gavi, that is the Global Alliance for Vaccines. Right now, the government is finalising the date to sign the agreement with COVAX. Moving on to updates on the Prihatin Special Grant, which is a one-off financial assistance of 3,000 ringgit for micro-businesses. Kota Melaka MP Koo Pui Tiong asked about the number of applications and approvals for the aid. Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Abdul Aziz replied that they received 512,000 applications this round, and that's far exceeding the target of 200,000 micro-SMEs. He said applications are being cross-checked with data from agencies and from local governments in order to ensure eligibility. The Kota Melaka MP also asked, what are the key reasons behind rejected applications? Here was the response.
Antara sebab utama adalah tidak memenuhi syarat, iaitu memegang lesen daripada pihak berkuasa tempatan atau tidak terdaftar dengan Suruhanjaya Syarikat Malaysia. Selain itu, antara sebab adalah tidak memenuhi kriteria PKS Mikro, iaitu dengan bilangan pekerja melebihi 5 orang.
That was Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz. He also said that those who applied for the grant will be able to check for approval status starting November 27th, and payments are expected to begin from November 30th. Moving on, more discussions on COVID-19. Ledang MP Syed Ibrahim Syed Noh asked about the government's efforts to curb the spread of the virus among workers at construction sites in light of recent clusters. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Mohamed Rezwan Mohamed Yusof, replied that they're coming up with a comprehensive plan of sorts to address this. Here's what he said.
Untuk makluman dari yang berhormat, perkara ini sudah diperbincangkan dan sedang diteliti oleh pihak Kementerian Sumber Manusia dengan kerjasama kementerian dan agensi kerajaan yang berkaitan. Sidang khas MKN bilangan 51 tahun 2020 telah bermesyuarat semalam, antara lain bersetuju agar Kementerian Perumahan dan Kerajaan Tempatan KPKT dan Kementerian Sumber Manusia meneliti merangka pelan perumahan, penginapan dan kemudahan yang komprehensif bagi menempatkan pekerja asing di Malaysia. Dalam membendung penularan jangkitan COVID-19 di kalangan pekerja asing khususnya dalam sektor pembinaan, pihak kerajaan melalui Kementerian Sumber Manusia akan melaksanakan langkah-langkah komprehensif dengan meneliti segera keperluan bagi pekerja asing yang berada di kawasan merah ini. Ini termasuklah menambah baik pelan tindakan melibatkan aspek penginapan, kediaman pekerja, warga asing serta kawalan pergerakan antara pekerja-pekerja asing. Penelitian lanjut juga sedang dibuat berkaitan mekanisme dan prosedur pergerakan bagi pekerja asing untuk menjalani ujian saringan COVID-19. Dalam hubungan ini, aspek pemantauan dan penguatkuasaan ke atas pemantauan SOP akan dipertingkatkan bagi memastikan kes penularan COVID-19 dapat dikawal di kongsi binaan. Dengan itu, Akta Standar Minima Perumahan dan Kemudahan Pekerja Pindaan 2019 Akta 46 akan dikuatkuasakan. Terima kasih, Tuan Yang Pertua.
That was Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Sri Mohamed Rizwan Mohamed Yusof, saying that the government is looking into measures like movement restrictions as well as raising accommodation standards to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among workers at construction sites. Okay, so on to the budget debates, which have been, just kind of happening on a daily basis now. UMNO President Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi spoke today. He said Parliament should prioritise a motion of confidence for Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. If you recall, at the start of this Day One Rakyat sitting, a total of 16 MPs had sought to table a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister, but Speaker Azhar Azizan Harun had said that government business should be prioritised over private members' bills. So to take it back to Zahid Hamidi, here's what he said.
Rakyat di luar sana mengharapkan sesuatu yang terbaik untuk mereka. Rakyat mesti diberikan keutamaan. Dewan Yang Mulia ini merupakan pentas terbaik untuk negara ini berada dalam situasi politik yang stabil. Sama ada terdapat usul undi percaya atau sebaliknya, ianya hendaklah diuji di Dewan Yang Mulia ini. Jika ini tidak dapat dilakukan kerana kekangan peraturan mesyuarat, sesuatu mesti dipersesuaikan dengan urusan kerajaan mesti diutamakan. Biarlah kerajaan sendiri yang menjadikannya sebagai urusan kerajaan diutamakan, iaitu menjadikan usul undi percaya dibawa ke Dewan Yang Mulia ini.
Setuju.
That's Zahid Hamidi saying that Parliament is the most important stage for politics in this country and calling for a motion of confidence to be prioritised. At the end there, I think you'd be able to hear a couple of MPs voicing their support. He then also went on to comment that honesty is key among political partners.
Datuk Yang Pertua, dalam politik harus ada kejujuran. Penterjemahan terhadap kejujuran bukan hanya sekadar persetujuan lisan, tetapi terhadap pelaksanaannya. Tiada soalan mengenai siapa yang berbudi atau siapa yang terhutang budi. Tetapi bagaimana kebersamaan harus diterjemahkan. Soal tipu muslihat politik hendaklah diketepikan. Apabila kejujuran politik diberikan keutamaan, jangan ada telunjuk lurus, kelingking berkait. Kejatuhan empayar-empayar terdahulu, apabila pemimpin-pemimpinnya yang merasakan dirinya popular, melupakan soal-soal pokok dan mengutamakan isu-isu furuk atau cabang. Ikhlas dan jujurlah.
That was UMNO President and Bagan Datuk MP Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi talking about the need for honesty among politicians, and he cautioned leaders as well against losing focus on the issues that matter once they gain that popularity, although he stopped short of naming any names. Now, one final highlight before we wrap up. Going back to Kota Melaka MP Koo Pui Tiong, he debated his points on the budget, and among the things that he raised was a suggestion to extend the Employment Insurance Scheme, that's the EIS, to freelancers. Here's the MP.
Ia mengenai dengan skim insurans pekerjaan, EIS, yang di mana buat masa kini tidak terbuka untuk mereka yang bekerja sendiri. Sedangkan kita tahu di Malaysia terdapat 2.7 juta pekerja yang dikategorikan sebagai bekerja sendiri. Maka cadangan saya kepada Kementerian Sumber Manusia ialah untuk memperluaskan skim EIS kepada golongan yang bekerja sendiri, supaya membenarkan mereka bekerja sendiri ini boleh membuat caruman untuk EIS. Maka apabila perniagaan mereka tutup, sekurang-kurangnya mereka boleh dapat bantuan kewangan untuk buat sementara.
That was Kota Melaka MP Koo Pui Tiong. If you're a freelancer, we want to hear from you. I mean, would the EIS benefit you? Would you like to be able to participate in the employment insurance scheme? Let us know. And if you have any other thoughts on the topics that we covered today, which includes the use of body cameras by the police, Malaysia's participation in COVAX, as well as the reviving of this call for the vote of confidence about, I suppose, the Prime Minister, that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with Popit Popit Parliament next week, because of course tomorrow is a break for Parliament, and you're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.